Ionic. Invited to take control here toll free at 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. And that toll free number is brought to you by ProXPN. With you in the studio this evening, it's Ian.
And Allie.
All right. So, going to jump right in to some very good audio. And I've seen this guy's video videos before. And then coming up, an update on Rob Ford, the Toronto crack smoking mayor. But this guy, Gavin Syme, and maybe it's Seam, I really don't know, but he's got his YouTube channel. He has filmed at checkpoints in past episodes, and this one's just a really good one where he arrives at a checkpoint in California. Now, in California, they have these things, and you've never heard of this before, Allie, before 5 minutes ago.
Yeah, you're just telling me.
The fruit checkpoints. And the first time I saw the fruit checkpoint was a video from 4409, where a guy named, he calls himself 4409 on YouTube. That's kind of his channel. It got rose to prominence during the Ron Paul campaign. And basically, 4409 is one of those doers in the Phoenix area. And he is just a great activist. He puts himself on the line. He takes risks. And the guy does it all alone, too, which I highly recommend against. I mean, if you're going to do activism, you should probably move to New Hampshire and get together with a community of people as part of the Free State Project. But to 4409's credit, the guy's really ballsy. He'll go right out and, you know, challenge the police.
Well,
if
you do something alone, then at least you have control to the extent that, like, if you're with a group, you can't control the actions of the other people in your group, and they all kind of represent you in a way, if you're all together.
Unfortunately, people will decide that you're all the same.
Well, that's just how our brains work, you know, when you see, just like we look at the cops, and they are working under the same police chief.
I don't really look at the police that way. I look at them as individuals.
Like, you wouldn't ask another police officer about one of his coworkers' actions and ask him how he felt about that.
Well, that's entirely legitimate.
Because they're representing the same thing.
Well, it's legitimate to ask somebody how they feel about what someone does. But
sure,
what I was talking about is people like to group everybody together in the Liberty community here. And, oh, well, you guys are the Free Keeners or the Free Staters or
right,
whatever. They put some label on it. And that is what I don't do. I don't like to just throw everybody into the same mix.
Sure. Yeah, no, I think that that's legit. But I think people's minds just sort of go that, I don't know, they just work that way. They like to think in terms of groups and identity and what, you know, who sent you here, who's paying you. People want to know those things because they want to understand the motivation behind you acting a certain way. So if you are doing activism by yourself, then for one thing, it shows you're a lone actor. So this is like your cause and you're the one going out and doing whatever it is activism you're doing to represent that,
you know,
and you don't have anyone else. You're only responsible for what you do, and other people aren't messing it up for you.
That's the best argument I think I've ever heard for lone wolf activism, Allie.
Thanks.
The fact that you would have total control over your message, total control over, well, most of total control over a scene. Obviously, the men with guns have some control, too. But
right.
But as far as nobody else being able to influence the scene besides you and the aggressive types. So you make a good argument for that, but
it is
scary. It's not persuasive
it's risky.
To me,
yeah.
You know, because it is very risky. When you're all alone doing activism, what's the point exactly? You know, if you end up getting arrested, nobody's going to be there to know.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe you had some kind of a smartphone device and were streaming live to some kind of service. And maybe there are people in your area who care enough about you to where they would somehow have been aware of that. I guess some of the apps will, you know, send a Facebook update or something, right? Like, so
right,
start streaming with, and I don't know which apps do this. Honestly, I'm not that familiar. I'm sure if you know, you're welcome to call in at 855-450-FREE. But if you're streaming live, they'll send some kind of an update out to say, Ellie is at Main Street and West Street, and she is streaming live. And then people who know you will wonder, well, why is Ellie doing that? And then they'll click, and then maybe they'll see Ellie getting arrested
right,
by the police, and then they'll know that they can do something about it. So thankfully, because of our connected world, doing lone wolf activism can mean that there are people nearby who can help, but how likely is it that wherever it is that you live, any of your friends are really going to, you know, leave work or do anything at all to come out and assist you if you, you know, if the police are messing
with you? Well, really, assisting when your friends are getting arrested, there's not much you can do anyway.
Well, you can show up with a video camera. Sure. I had Daryl, our Monday night co-host, was pulled over probably 2 days ago. He sent out a Keene 411 as he was getting pulled over. So, Keene's not a big place. Even if he was all the way across town, I probably could have gotten there. But thankfully, it was close by. And because we have so many activists in the area, there's not enough yet. We need hundreds more. But because there are dozens of people that live in the general area, odds are good someone was going to be somewhat nearby to where the incident occurred. In my case, I could not legally drive at that time, so I got on my bicycle, which half the time is faster in Keene anyway, and I biked down there. I got there by the time the police officer had already come up, talked to Daryl. I had gone back into the car and was processing his ID and things like that. So I got up there in time to see what the result was of this.
And if he was being arrested, you would have caught that, too.
I certainly would have caught that. I certainly would have caught a tow or anything else like that. And you could also argue that I got there in time to possibly influence the way things went. Now, we know that, you know, we're known by the law enforcement community here, and I'm not going to name names as far as which officer it was on the air, but this officer in particular could have been a lot worse. He could have towed Daryl's car because it's an unregistered car, and Daryl certainly knew it was an unregistered car because this very same officer several months earlier this year had informed him that the car was unregistered or something to that effect. This officer knew, right? And so the officer could very well have done that. Obviously, he could have also just let him go, and he didn't do that either, but he could have towed the car. He didn't tow the car. He allowed Daryl to drive it home.
Wow.
Which, you know, that's $100 savings right there, because if he'd had to pay for a tow, that would have been $100. If it had been impounded, which is what happens. So the officer could have done a couple of things. He could have had the car towed to Daryl's house, which is, like, being somewhat nice.
Yeah.
Or he could have have it towed and impounded in an impound lot, which, of course, would then cost Daryl for the tow and an impound
fee. Like $100 or something.
It's like $100 for the tow, probably like $150 for the impound fee or something ridiculous like that. So he could have really ruined his day. Instead, he only ruined it a little bit. Now, did he ruin it a little bit because I showed up with a video camera? Well, Daryl was already recording the scene, so he'd gotten, you know, he's that on it. He remembered to bring his cell phone out and start live streaming.
Right.
So there were actually two cameras on the scene. I was able to get some pretty good footage out of that. So I think that it makes a difference. I remember when Cecilia got pulled over when she was a relatively new mover, she sent a text out to Keene 411, and there were literally five people that showed up within 10 minutes of the pullover.
I've called people. I didn't use any. I just called a friend when I got pulled over, and automatically three people showed up. It was like, I don't know, literally 5 minutes before they got there.
Did you feel, because you were the one being pulled over there,
right?
Did you feel like there was nothing those people did for you, the three people that showed up?
I was definitely moved by them willing to come and help, but I do not think that it affected the outcome.
Okay, but it was a good feeling.
Yes. Made me feel more comfortable.
Right. That's my main concern here, is that being with the police, especially alone in the dark with the police, that can be a pretty scary experience for a lot of people. And if a simple text message can result in 1, 2, 5 friends showing up on the scene and just standing there with video cameras, asking the police questions, that can, I think, be a big game changer. Not just for the possible outcome, but for how you feel as the victim of the police aggression. Because then you know. And you're not going to likely get beaten or raped by the police in Keene, New Hampshire. I mean, that's not a realistic concern. I suppose it could happen.
If I was in New York City, maybe that would be a bigger concern.
But if you're in New York City, ain't nobody showing up when
it's
you call them.
People will see you and just walk by anyway.
And odds are good, you're going to be way far away from any of your friends as well when you do make that call. So there's a lot of factors involved here. But having cameras, when dealing with the police, definitely a smart thing to do. And that's what Gavin Syme did here. SymeStudios.com is his site. This is his YouTube channel. I'm going to play the audio of when he pulls up to the Fruit Nazi checkpoint, and we'll see how that goes. It's pretty entertaining. Free Talk Live.
Hi, folks. Ronnie McMullen here for Life Change Tea. The word awake defines as wake up. Another definition is to bring back to consciousness, or the word alert. People who are into health might be running on a higher consciousness. Caring about our health and acting on those thoughts bring healing and peace. Imagine yourself being healthy. What a thought process. Let Life Change Tea help you obtain your health optimum. Just drink 2 8-ounce glasses a day and watch the tea go to work. The results are endless. Log on to getthetea.com and read the numerous testimonies. Awaken to Life Change Tea at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Or speak to our friendly operators, not computers, at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. This product restores energy and helps with many sicknesses that are plaguing you. Awaken to Life Change Tea at GetTheTea.com.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
My name is Josh. One World Way is the best in the market, hands down. I'm in the U.S. Navy, and I live a very active lifestyle. Being a vegetarian, it's hard getting all the protein I need. I tried their vegan protein powders, and I just wasn't feeling any change. The meathead supplement store whey protein kind of worked for a bit, but it left me feeling bloated, and my digestion seemed to slow down. By some divine stroke of luck, I heard a commercial of One World Way on the radio, and it struck my interest. I have to tell you, I am so glad I got it. I have been taking it for a week, and the results are amazing. I don't feel tired when I have to get up at 4:30 a.m. I look and feel better. I recover faster from my 2 workouts a day. When I don't have time to eat good food, I take it, and I don't feel the urge to stuff my face for hours. I got up this morning, and I looked the leanest I've looked since high school. I can go on and on. The best I can do to repay you is buy more and tell my friends.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Control here toll free. And maybe you would like to tell us a story about an incident involving you and the police or any government bureaucrat, for instance, or anybody, actually, you know, some sort of high-tension scene where things could have gone worse and you felt like they went better because somebody you knew showed up, or maybe somebody you didn't know with a video camera. Somebody showed up on the scene. How did that change the aspects of how things worked out? Because I know for a fact that people going out and doing, whether you want to call it cop block or peaceful streets, these are two common terms in the activism movement for going out and attempting to, you know, go out on the streets with video cameras and record the police and kind of hold them accountable for the things that they do. I know for a fact that that has absolutely influenced scenes to go in a more positive direction for people, to result in warnings to be issued rather than tickets, to result in somebody to be ticketed rather than arrested, to kind of de-escalate situations, to have the police de-escalate, whereas otherwise they may have escalated.
Right.
I've seen it over and over again. But what about you? Maybe you've experienced it. You want to tell us your story? The toll-free number is 855 453. That's 855-450-3733. Now, the Free State Project, I mentioned earlier, this is one of the major benefits of moving to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project. Because as I was saying, Allie, you made a phone call when you were pulled over and friends came out to see you. And you said you just called somebody direct. You didn't even use the mass communication services that we have set up here in New Hampshire.
Right, I did not utilize any of those things, and still it was effective. So imagine if I had, you know, if I wanted to, I could have let all the Free Staters in New Hampshire who are subscribed to the service know I'm being pulled over. But
that's right.
All I really needed was a phone call.
And so that's because of the concentration of liberty activists that we have here. Can you, for one moment, you the listener, can you imagine if you're a liberty-oriented person, somebody who loves the ideas of freedom, what it would be like to be around dozens of people who think like you do? Because I know where I come from. I come from Sarasota, Florida. There were maybe a dozen activists in the entire Sarasota County area of over, I don't know, 350,000 people. There were maybe a dozen. Here in Keene, New Hampshire, where there are approximately, let's say in the county, 75,000 people, there are probably several dozen people. And those are people who are activists, people who love freedom and are willing to do something about it. Imagine just going up from a dozen to several dozen as far as activists are concerned. It's makes a huge difference in my experience. I've been here now since 2006. But imagine further, and I'll imagine with you, what it will be like when there are hundreds of people who fancy themselves as liberty activists, all living within a few square miles of one another, a few dozen square miles of one another. What would that be like?
I really can't even imagine it. I'm not sure.
Because right now, if you think about this, we've got over 1,400 people in New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project. 1,400, that's about 10% of the total membership. There are about over 15,000 people who've signed up, they pledged to move their lives to New Hampshire and to get active to achieve more liberty in our lifetime once we reach 20,000. So you and I, Allie, were early movers. We moved before that 20,000 number was reached. So that 1,400, those are early movers, people who, there's like 1,200 of them are early movers, like 200 some were already here when New Hampshire was chosen. It's just a huge deal to be around all those people. We've already outnumbered the total number of Democrats and Republicans that are active.
Really?
I'm not talking about people who went and, oh, I'm a Republican, when they sign up to vote. I'm talking about the people who are activists who are Democrats and Republicans. Now, I'm not going to say that we've outnumbered them in total, but I bet you just look at Republican activists in New Hampshire. I bet we've got more than they do, and I bet we've got more than the Dems do.
What would it mean to be a Democratic or Republican activist? Like, that just means that you get really involved in
political party stuff,
mm-hmm. like going door to door and
okay. going to party meetings, doing party elections and fundraising or whatever it is they do.
Because being a liberty activist is a totally different game. And
that's right. There's so many different things that you can do as a liberty activist.
When you're just a mainstream activist, I guess it's hard for me to even think of it as activism, just because what you're doing is you're going and saying, hey, do you want more of the same stuff that you've already been getting, but sort of more catered to what you were taught as a kid is the way things should be, is what you're saying to people when you go door to door.
So, and that is one of, you know, again, that's just one point that look at all these people that are already here. It's going to get even better with thousands more pledged to move here. Go to freestateproject.org and you can learn a little bit about what it's like to be in New Hampshire from the website. But nothing quite compares to being here, and your opportunity to do that is the, well, you can come up anytime you want and let people know and we'll set something up for you, like a dinner or lunch or something. But if you come up during the Liberty Forum, which is coming up at the end of February, you went to that last year, right?
That's right.
And how was it?
I thought it was good. I like, if I can say a preference, I like Porkfest more, just because it's more my style. But you definitely see a lot of people who, if you follow any of the stuff going on in New Hampshire, you will see a lot of people who are familiar faces. So I like that about it. But I'm not like a, there's the, it's a good problem, but it's a big crowd.
It is a lot
and
of
I,
people.
And I'm weirder in crowds,
people.
But it's good that it's like, you know, when I used to go to church, the pastor would say, we want to have a parking problem, right? Because you want people to be involved. You want to have that as an issue.
So, you can go to nhlibertyforum.com and you can learn more about the event. It's going to be a great time. I'm looking forward to it. Every year, Free Talk Live is there and we do the show, and you really just don't want to miss this. So, again, NH Liberty Forum, or wait, yeah, it is NH Liberty Forum. Yeah, nhlibertyforum.com, February 20th through the 23rd. Open ticketing is, or ticketing is now open, and early bird pricing is in effect. Not sure at what time the early bird pricing will be over, but if you want to go and sign up and see the entire Liberty Forum all weekend is $125. That's speakers only. If you want to do the meals package, it's $250 to get the speakers and the meals package together. So it is an amazing event. Recommend it. Gives you an excuse to come up here in the brittle cold of winter. So we're going to go to the phones here. Clay's in St. George, Utah. Still to come, the Checkpoint Audio in moments. Clay, you're listening to KZNU. Hey there.
Hey, how you doing?
Super. What's on your mind tonight?
You guys hearing me okay? I'm inside of a big machine.
You are sounding good.
Awesome. Hey, just calling to tell you a little experience I had with some local law enforcement.
Please.
And somebody showing up and changing a whole situation around.
All right.
And so anyway, I ride my bicycle one night because I broke my back, so that helped my back to feel better to ride my bike. So I was riding my bike along, and these two cops see me down at the end of the street, and I turn around, so they decide to get behind me and follow me up the road for a couple miles, about 2 feet off my rear tire. And so
that sounds safe.
Yeah.
Two feet off your rear tire, and they're driving a police cruiser?
Yeah,
just to clarify.
A police cruiser.
All right, stand by. Clay, I want to give you the chance to tell the whole story, so hang on. We're going to bring you back. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. How did having multiple people and a police encounter help? Or did it hurt you? It's Free Talk Live.
Welcome back to Secrets to Saving. Jen, you're saving $300 a month. What's your secret?
Sam, I called the National Mortgage Connection. They connected me with a great lender who refinanced my home loan into a much lower rate. Plus, they didn't charge me any closing costs. No escrow fees, no origination fee, and no credit report fee.
Let's go to Jeff now.
I called National Mortgage Connection, too. I also refinanced into a lower rate, and now I'm saving around $3,000 a year. And they refinanced me even though I was underwater on my mortgage.
It's no secret that a lower interest rate means a lower payment, which means you save money. And saving is sexy. With a record low rates, you've got to call NMC now. They're a referral service that connects homeowners with a free screen lender offering no closing cost loans. And you can refi even if you're underwater. Call 866-507-2055. 866-507-2055. 866-507-2055.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Let's take care of your family and get it prepared, and help us take care of our brothers and sisters in arms. From now through Veterans Day on November 11th, FreezeDryGuy.com is offering 10% off everything for active duty, reserve, and retired U.S. military members and their families. No proof necessary. It's on the honor system. In addition, for every purchase you make during this period, we'll make a donation to the Special Operations Warrior Foundation. Since retiring from the Army, the Freeze Dry Guy has been your trusted source for freeze-dried food and dehydrated food, perfect for emergency preparedness and outdoor activities like camping. He's offering 10% off for active, reserve, and retired U.S. military and their families now through Veterans Day, plus donating to the Special Operations Warrior Foundation from every purchase. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or go to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Imagine you're out for a bike ride and then the police start following you. And they're following you 2 feet away from your back tire. That's the story we've gotten so far from Clay. We're going to go back to him in a moment, and he'll continue that. Definitely does. What we're discussing here is how being how having a group of people show up on a scene, whether you know them or not, having somebody show up on a scene and try to hold the police accountable or record video or just watch, how does that change things? How does that change how things go down? If you want to tell your story, you're welcome to do that at 855-450-FREE. That is the Pro XPN toll-free line. And you can help Bitcoin Not Bombs to hoodie the homeless by getting a hoodie for yourself. You can go to bitcoinnotbombs.com, pre-order a shirt or hoodie, and each sale is priced to cover the cost of one hoodie for someone in need. They're taking pre-orders until Cyber Monday so they can get these printed and distributed in time for the holidays so you can give them as gifts and keep someone warm this winter. You can help Bitcoin Not Bombs do a little guerrilla Bitcoin outreach. They're also accepting general donations for the project if you'd like to give more. Once again, that's bitcoinnotbombs.com. Let's go back to Clay. He's in St. George, Utah, listening to KZNU. So you were out riding your bicycle. Did you say it was dark out at the time, Clay?
Yeah, it was about midnight.
About midnight, and the police take an interest in you. They wheel around, pull up, start following you, and you said 2 feet behind your bicycle tire as you were riding, which is highly dangerous. But go ahead with your story.
Anyhow, so they follow me up the road for a couple miles, and then they decide.
Did it affect your driving that they were riding so closely behind you? Because I wouldn't be able to concentrate on what's in front of me if cops are behind me, let alone 2 feet behind me, and I'm on a bike.
I couldn't concentrate. I was actually getting extremely pissed off.
Sure.
And so by the time they pulled me over, I was firing on all eight, so to speak. And so they started giving me the shakedown and told me to go over by the curb and stand by the curb. And I'm in a town with like 500 people there, and it's midnight on a back road because they were concerned that there might be traffic on that road at some point. So they had me stand by the curb. And so they asked me for my wallet or some kind of identification. I just told them my name because back then, I don't know about now, but back then, all I had to do is give the cop my name. That's it. And so I gave him my name, but they didn't go back to the car and run my name or anything like that. They stayed right there, and then they told me that I told them that what they were pulling me over for was bull crap, and I was going to get on my ride and bike and keep riding. Well, and they informed me that they were going to take me down and handcuff me. And so
did you ask them what for?
Yeah, I asked them for what for, and they told me I was suspicious behavior. They kept saying suspicious behavior. So I told them, I said, you know what, before you take me down, can you call your police chief and have him come out here? And because there was two of them, and they were pretty gung-ho guys. One was a regular donut guy, and the other one was lucky if he was 100 pounds wet. So,
okay.
So they called the chief, and so I'm standing there, and so he walks up, and he goes, well, how do you know the chief of police here in this town? Did he take you to jail or something like that, maybe for some drugs or, you know? I'm like, you know what, we'll figure all that out when he gets here. And so the chief of police shows up, and then he starts laughing because he and I were friends from 25, 30 years ago. And that totally defused that situation.
You know, that's sort of the advantage to being, you know, like I've always wondered, why would you stay in the same place for like your whole life? You know, this just seems boring. Don't you want to get out and experience living in other places? But after knowing people who are natives to Keene and it is better in that you have these situations. Like you knew the police chief for a long time and all the people who are in authority. If you're a newcomer in a place, you don't know who these people are, but when you've been somewhere for a while and you went to high school with these people, you've seen them when they're drunk, you've seen them when they got married or all these different times and they're kind of vulnerable, they're not on their authority high horse.
You know them as a human being.
Exactly.
Now, I didn't expect that card because I didn't know where the story was going to go. I knew that somebody was going to show up, but you being able to pull the police chief card on the cops certainly is a card. If you got that card, go ahead and pull it. But the average person obviously can't do that one, right?
Yeah, no, maybe the average person might not be able to do that, but I often thought later, you know, it's good to know your police chief in your town, because these two yahoos were imports from some other town, and they were just starting their career off in law enforcement. Neither one of them had tasers on them. That was the first thing I looked for, because I didn't want to get lit up like a piece of welding rod, you know. So I noticed neither one of them had tasers, so I was like, all right, let's go for a roll, boys. But I thought, well, let's get your police chief here first, and then we'll get all this figured out. And the police chief proceeded to inform them that I had broken my back. He knew me really well. And he's like, this guy's out riding his bike because his back hurts, you know. And the cops were like, well, why didn't he tell us that? And the police chief told those two idiots, he goes, he doesn't have to tell you anything. He told you his name. That's all he needed to tell you. And he was riding his bike. You know, and they go, well, we didn't know if that was his bike or if he stole that bike.
Ridiculous.
Just look at him. You know, he's in his work clothes.
So because you're a nighttime bike rider means you're suspicious. I mean, it's just absolutely outrageous.
Yeah, in my work clothes. Yeah.
Right. Well, who cares if you're in your work clothes or if you have, I mean, I'm sorry you had a broken back, but, you know, who cares what your reason is?
Yeah.
I should be able to go out and ride my bike at night because I like to ride my bike at night.
Yeah.
I mean,
not explain it to anyone.
Yeah.
Did the police chief tell the officers, I hope you don't do this kind of thing every time that I let you be without my supervision because... Like it wasn't just that it wasn't just that he knew you and that he knew that you had a bad back and that makes the situation different. It should be that this is officer misconduct.
Well, yeah, is what would have happened if they would have jumped on me, as I would have owned that little town, and because with the broken back and two pops jumping on you for suspicious behavior. I'm thinking there's a lawsuit there somewhere. I'm not sure, but I think there's one in there.
Clay, I want to say thank you. A great story. I appreciate hearing from you. I'm glad they didn't hurt you that night. And thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate it. 855-450-FREE. Now, you want to tell your story about being dealing with the police, having somebody else come along, and how did that change the situation? Not everybody can pull the police chief card and, you know, call in the police chief. So what could have, let's say Clay didn't know the police chief, and he couldn't pull that card. What should Clay have done in that instance? What should you do in a similar situation? You're on your bike at nighttime. You're just out enjoying a nice bike ride for whatever your purpose. And the police pull you over, and they start this harassing, this accusing you and saying you're suspicious and this and that. What would you do, Allie, if you were in that situation?
I generally try to say as little as I can to the police. And if they, you know, I'll give them my name, but that's pretty much it.
In some places, that's required.
That's pretty much it.
Not everywhere. Not everywhere is it required for you to identify yourself. So, you know, your local laws may vary, but in if you're driving, you are always required to identify yourself in most jurisdictions.
If I'm driving, I'll give them my my license and registration.
But on a bike, you don't necessarily, depending on where you live, have to identify yourself. But it's a nice courtesy for you to give them your name, but that really is all you have to do.
I try not to say anything more because I know that the more I say, the more likely I'm going to get, because once you start talking, it's hard to stop.
Right. So what if they said to you, Allie, where are you coming from?
I don't think that matters.
So what I would recommend is that you turn it around with a question, because, and it can be hard to think about that on the spot. This is something that takes practice. But if you're asking questions,
like ask them, why do you need to know that?
That's something. Yeah. Any question.
What
you
would
can
be
come
better?
Back them. Am I free to go?
Sure.
Am I being detained?
Because why are those important?
Because then you can ascertain your legal status in the moment.
Exactly.
And if you're being detained, the officer will say so. Now, whether they're detaining you for legitimate reasons or not is another question. But just throwing that question out is like, it's like a red flag for them. Whoa,
yes.
Somebody who knows their rights. Okay, let's treat this person differently, because we don't want to cross certain lines with people that know their rights. 855-450-FREE. How would you handle the situation? You take control. Free Talk Live.
Bitcoin, now used and recognized by even the biggest names in commerce. Bitcoin is the world's first decentralized digital currency. Not controlled or manipulated by governments or corporations, Bitcoin are designed to be anonymously owned and limited in supply. They can't be counterfeited or quantitatively eased. And unlike everything else in this economy, they're skyrocketing in value. Right now is the time to get Bitcoin. But how do you get them? Bitquick.co finally makes it simple to buy Bitcoin. Bitquick.co allows buyers to connect directly to sellers and simplifies transactions to three quick and easy steps. Place a buyer hold, deposit cash at the bank, send your receipt to Bitquick, and you're done. It's as easy as 1, 2, 3. Bitquick.co is the quickest, safest, and simplest way on the market to buy and sell Bitcoin. It's never been easier to own Bitcoin. Get your Bitcoin right now. Visit Bitquick.co and get your Bitcoin. Bitquick, quick. For more information on Bitcoin, visit WeUseCoins.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these specials. A 14 by 21 foot shop for under $6,000 or a 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's $5,000. Square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
These days, so many suffer from heartburn, stomach ulcers, and acid reflux, and most never realize it is the high acidity within the body that causes their discomfort. While selective diet choices can help, AlkaVision Plasma pH drops can really make a change. A few drops added to water can optimize your body's pH level, ridding you of harmful waste and acid, promoting health, and restoring vibrance and energy. Healthy pH levels make all the difference. High acidity can also cause depression, insomnia, and irritability. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops bring you vital balance that can be truly life-changing. Alkalizing boosts immune response, reduces headaches and cramping, and even helps prevent bone loss. This is simple science that helps your body do what's natural. Order your AlkaVision pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, A-L-K-A-Vision.com, or call 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control here toll free. You don't have to talk about, you know, police encounter or whatever. That's just where we started the show tonight. In fact, haven't gotten to the audio yet, and I will play it at some point, of Gavin Syme, who is coming up to a fruit Nazi checkpoint in California, and we'll show you how he deals with this. Because we were talking about, you know, what do you say in a situation with the police? And I realize, you know, long-time listeners of the show know we've covered this ground a million times on Free Talk Live. But there are always new people tuning in to this show. And I think this is some of the most important information that we can get out to people in this day and age, with the police continuing to overreach, continuing to arrest peaceful people for a bunch of nonsense and to hurt folks. I think it's important to get out information about your rights. And that's one of the things that the folks over at copblock.org and the Peaceful Streets Project are doing on a regular basis. And there are several different iterations of these groups all around the country. Here in New Hampshire, we've got a great group of copblock and Peaceful Streets folks here in Keene. We actually have both copblock and Peaceful Streets in the same town.
Kind of impressive.
In Keene, New Hampshire. I don't know if that's happening anywhere else. If it is happening somewhere else, I'd like to know about it. But talking about your rights and how to deal with the police and, you know, a pullover, and also my kind of open question, and you can answer this if you like, at 855-450-FREE, is how have you seen a scene change? How has a police scene pullover kind of stop changed because somebody else happened to come along and watch, maybe like a cop block person you didn't know, or somebody, a friend of yours, you specifically called to come out? What happened? How did that change how the police behaved? And was it for the better or for the worse? So you can tell your story if you'd like at 855-450-FREE. And also I want to tell you about how you can get your first wallet for Bitcoins. I understand the Bitcoin price seems to be going crazy right now. It's over $300 per Bitcoin.
I'm pretty happy about it.
Oh, I'm pretty happy about it too, but I have Bitcoins. It can be difficult for somebody who's never bought a Bitcoin before to look at that and say, oh, God, do I buy now or do I wait?
Right.
Do I buy now or do I wait? Because, sure, you could wait, and it could go back down, but what if it doesn't? What if you wait, and then it's 400, and then 500,
And what if it doesn't go down before? You know, what if it goes up to 400 and we never see it go below 300?
But see, it doesn't matter because the Bitcoins are so divisible that you can just buy less of the Bitcoins. If you're planning to put $30 in Bitcoins, you can still do that. You just won't get as many.
You don't have to buy one Bitcoin. Right?
Right.
That's a good point. So get your Bitcoin wallet. If you're not even sure when you want to buy the Bitcoins, you at least should have your wallet ready. So when you want to buy them, when you decide it's time, you can do it easily. Go to blockchain.info to get your first Bitcoin wallet free. Or maybe you already have a Bitcoin wallet and you need another one. Blockchain does a great job at providing you with an encrypted Bitcoin wallet that's encrypted and decrypted in your browser. Blockchain doesn't know what's in there. They don't know how much you have. They can't access it. Neither can the NSA. So go to blockchain.info, get your free Bitcoin wallet today.
Speaking of that, I have a blockchain.info wallet, which I got birthday money.
From whom?
From my sister Mike, who you've met.
Who are in Mexico.
That's right.
And so they didn't have to send any kind of transfer fee to some bank.
It was perfect. It was perfect. And so I did a screen capture of it, and it had my Bitcoin address. And since then, I've had just random strangers send me Bitcoin.
Really? Wait, so where did you post this? How did people
on Facebook. I was
so on your personal Facebook page?
Yep, on my personal Facebook page.
So not even like your show page, ALP show.
I need to set up something for ALP.
You should do that.
But I haven't yet. But I just posted it and just said, like, thanks, Lauren and Mike. And then just had, like, kindness from strangers just pouring on my page.
One of the cool things about Bitcoin wallets, Allie, you may know this or not, but you can generate new addresses within the same wallet. So,
oh, really?
Right. So, like, when you look at the Free Talk Live site, the Free Talk Live Bitcoin address, bitcoin.freetalklive.com. You can go there to see the really long Bitcoin address and contribute if you want. In fact, right now, if you contribute Bitcoins to that address, they'll be matched up to $950 per month, and that's the fundraising thing we'll tell you more about here in a little bit. But that is being operated by the same Bitcoin wallet as the Freekeen one.
Oh, wow.
And so there's like when you get your first Bitcoin wallet with other Bitcoin software, I'm not sure if blockchain gives you I'm not sure how many addresses they give you right out the gate, but you can add new addresses. So if you want to have a separate address, you want to have your personal one, and then you can have a separate one for ALP show, which is your radio show, it can all be administered by the same wallet. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Yeah, so it's pretty cool. Go to blockchain.info. Let's go to Peyton, listening in St. George, Utah, also to KZNU. Hello, Peyton.
Hi, how's it going?
What's on your mind tonight, Peyton?
So I've just been listening to you guys talk about getting pulled over by police officers, and everybody's scared of doing that. And so I was a little rambunctious when I was younger, and I had a lot of speeding tickets, and I actually got my license revoked. However, I still drove on it. So when I was doing that, I didn't speed, I didn't do anything that I wasn't supposed to, driving my mom's car, and I got pulled over, of course. It's 11:30 at night, I wasn't seeing where the cop traps were, and the cop pulled me over, and I'm like, sir, what did I do wrong? And he's like, you didn't have a front license plate on. I'm like, are you kidding me? And so he said, is there anything wrong with your license? And I said, yes, it's suspended. And he went back, ran it, of course. So he called my mom and said, hey, I've got your kid here. And I'm going to go on a mission for my church. I'm Mormon. And I was getting ready to leave like 2 or 3 weeks later. And he called my mom. She came down and she was talking. She went over and talked to the cop. And this is what she told me. She said later, she said, look, my son's a good kid. He doesn't smoke. He doesn't drink. He doesn't party. He doesn't do any of that stuff. And no joke, the cop ripped up the ticket and let my mom drive the car home, and I got off scot-free.
Best wow, mom to the rescue.
She saved my butt.
Now, had you ever had an encounter with the police before?
Yes, many times. I've been pulled over. They wanted to search my car. I've never done drugs. I've never done anything. I may look like a hooligan. But I had a cop one time pull me over, and he's like, do you have any legal paraphernalia? And I'm like, no. He's like, well, can I search you? And I'm like, go ahead, buddy. I don't care.
Oh.
So he had me get out of my car. I shouldn't have said yes.
You should not have said yes.
Oh, I felt like a terrible person because I got a cop in my car. People are driving by that I know. And he pulls out this huge butterfly knife in the ash box that my brother put in there. It's for lawn care. You know, we cut up stuff all the time. He's like, do you know if this is illegal? And I'm like, no, you're the cop. Tell me. He's like, well, I'm going to hold on to it until I'm done. And I'm like, that's fine. Do you want to call somebody to find out if it's illegal? Well, no, that's not necessary. I'm like, are you kidding me? And
you
so,
can't just. I don't think it's. I'm pretty sure it's. I don't know what's legal or not, but I don't think that cops are allowed to take your stuff to tell you later if it's illegal or not.
That's an interesting question.
I had no idea, and so I knew I didn't have any illegal drugs on me, so I'm like, whatever, buddy. You know,
Well, hold on. Before you go on, as you found out, sometimes there can be things in your car that you didn't know were there, right? So, you know, maybe your brother, and I'm not saying he would do this, but you don't know. it could have been the guy that owned the car before you. You know, somebody could have put something in between the seats, and then the cops would pull out a baggie of cocaine or something like that. Aha! I thought you said there was nothing in this car.
Oh,
well, yeah. now you're under arrest.
Yeah, this is a perfect real-life example of why you just shouldn't consent to searches, even if you don't think you have anything to hide.
Yeah, but that's not mine, officer. Well, tell it to the judge, kid. That's how it would go.
Because I didn't know the knife was in there.
Exactly.
And so, yeah, I'll never do that. My brother-in-law actually just became a highway state patrol, and he says he has to do so many consented searches before he can even go out on his own. So they get
There's
people
a quota?
All the time. Yeah.
And the
bull crap about you don't have to pull over so many people, he gets in trouble if he doesn't write enough tickets.
Oh, man,
so,
the cops love to claim they don't have quotas. That's one of the big claims from the police is they don't have quotas, but there you go.
They may not have a, hey, you have to write 50 tickets, but if you're not out writing, you know, 10, 15 tickets a day, then they're going to come down on it. So it's a joke.
It's so true. Peyton, I appreciate you sharing that story tonight. Thank you for the call. I appreciate hearing from you at 855-450-FREE.
And someone could probably try to claim, well, if they don't have some kind of standard, you know, if a cop is just going around and not ticketing anyone, then they're not doing their job. They're not, there's got to be people out there breaking the law. They're just not trying to catch them. Well, thinking about this, and, you know, at my workplace, I work at a retail store / head shop. I mean, head shops are notorious for getting stuff stolen from them.
Sure.
And I've never had my boss say to me, like, why aren't you catching more thieves? We know they're out there. You're required to catch this many people stealing or anything like that. Like, I've never had pressure put on me to catch more people stealing.
We're going to come back with more, and you're welcome to tell your story as well at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Also, still to come, the audio from the man refusing the checkpoint, the Nazi, or as he calls it, the fruit Nazi checkpoint, which I think 4409 originated that terminology. But more coming up here. It's some great audio we'll play for you in hour number two next.
The government's Department of Homeland Security is buying up loads of ammo. At the same time, they're restricting civilians' rights to own and purchase firearms. Can you put two and two together? Infidel Body Armor can stop every round, including hollow points and .308 sniper rounds, is reasonably priced and fully legal. But for how long? Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com, spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L, BodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
In every age, a technology is created that upends the foundations of society. The wheel, the printing press, the internet. Now, in a world sliding into financial chaos, a new technology is changing the way monetary systems work around the world. It is called Bitcoin. Bitcoin is a new form of money, controlled not by banks, governments, or corporations, but through mutual commerce between free individuals. To learn more, visit WeUseCoins.com.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.